Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We just want to take this time to celebrate women. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we just want to celebrate you now. You have done many things, small, great, and we know that. Because if it had not been for the woman, none of us would be here. As we just move quickly on into our lesson, we just want to take this time to focus on what were you taught. This is what we're talking about tonight. We all have been taught by someone at some time. The very first teacher, for some of us, for many of us, was our mom, our grandmother, our aunt, our nana, or even our dad, our uncle, our grandpa, our papa. But at some time, we were taught how to wash our face, how to brush our teeth, and how to get dressed, how to just put on our pants and how to put on our dress, our blouse. Whatever the attire was, someone taught us. Yeah. Well, in those years of teaching, someone must have taught you about sharing and caring for others. I know that in preschool, we learn that real quick about sharing. Yeah. Because in preschool, most of us don't like to share. And the reason why is because if we come from a home where we're the only child, we never shared with anybody. Our parents don't teach us how to let them see whatever it is that they have and let them use it or let them play with it. They're used to just playing with it, whatever it is, by themselves. So sharing was never an option if you were a kid that lived alone with your parents. But as you begin to get older, you gradually learn how to share. Yeah, you're going to learn that. Same goes for learning about what Jesus requires of us, how we should be concerned about our neighbor, those that are near and far, how we should care about the poor, the lame, and the needy. We should be concerned about that. Here in this lesson, in the book of Titus, the teacher just so happens to be Paul. And he has two students that he has been training, he has been teaching, he has been, I would say, pruning, and getting them ready. So let's move right on into our lesson in the book of Titus. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. And if I had to give this scripture, this lesson really a title, it would be Exhortation of Good Works. You know, we have a lot of things we working on. We have a lot of works. A lot of us are always working. But when we're working, what are we working towards? Is this something good or is it something not so good? Titus chapter 3, verse 4, the first verse we're going to talk about. Well, let me just go to Titus chapter 3. I just want to read something real quick. And it says, but them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey majesties, to be ready to every good work. to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. But we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. Listen to this. It's reminding us that where we come from. Huh? Listen to what I'm saying. We all have come from somewhere. And this lesson is reminding us. Verse 4 says, but after that, after we done did that, after we done dust that off, after we done decided to make a change, glory be to God. Look at this. It said, but after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior towards man, comes and show up. Look at that. Shows up. Come and shows up in our lives. Glory be to God. Let it show up. Let it show up. Wear it. Clothe yourself in it. Learn how to be kind. Learn how to be concerned about one another. Learn how to hold a door. How to hold a door for somebody else. Yeah. Verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Regeneration means to renew, to be reborn, to be refreshed. Regeneration. Verse 6 says, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. He came to live in righteousness in us. Right before us, to show us what righteousness look like, how we can wear it. Think about that. How we were being taught. And here we see Paul is teaching. He's teaching this to Titus and to Timothy. And we just want to give a little info on Titus. Titus, he was the 10th emperor of Rome, who ruled from 79 to 81 A.D. He was the conqueror of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. Titus was an early Christian missionary and church leader, a compassionate and disciplined. He was a disciple of Paul, the apostle. Think about that. Teaching. Does it matter? Yes. Listening. Does it matter? Having a learning spirit. Does it matter? Yes. There were two young men, Christian ministers, missionaries, Titus and Timothy. Paul taught. And he taught them as his sons. Think about that. You know, when you really get into teaching and you're beginning to pour yourself into someone, you're pouring yourself because you can look at them and you can see it. The Spirit of God can show you many times their destination, the qualities that they have that just have to be developed. Glory be to God. And the teacher, he will use to prune, to purge, whoever it is. Yes. Verse 7 says that being justified by his grace, he should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Do we have any heirs of Christ? Those who have been taught, those who have taken on salvation, those who have come to receive the salvation of the Lord, those who are really walking in grace and mercy. Can't leave mercy out. You're walking through grace and mercy. Verse 8 says, this is a faithful saying, and those things I will that. Let me get it real good here. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will. That thou affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. See, good works are to bless the body. That's what it's for. Doing good. It's to edify the body. Mm-hmm. It's not just doing good and it's just for you, but it's to edify the body of Christ. What am I saying? When you do good, others will see it. When you are soft-spoken, others will hear that. Yeah. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. So do good for Christ, for kingdom of God. Because that is important, not for self-gratification, but for the body of Christ. Titus is a description of how God saves us. Mm-hmm. Rather than depending on a good deed, God rescues us on the basis of his mercy. Now, I say hallelujah to that. When a person accepts Christ, they experience regeneration. And regeneration simply means a spiritual cleansing. Uh-huh. To be refreshed, to be renewed. God generously gives us the Holy Spirit and forgives our sins through his grace. Where there's hate, now there's love. Where there's selfishness, now there's sharing. Where there's complaining, that no longer takes place. Where there's boasting about oneself, one will become meek and humble. Yeah, just the opposite of what the enemy has taught us, has trained us. To boast about ourselves, to boast about what we have accomplished. But we come to understand and learn that we accomplish nothing but through Christ our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So the characteristics of Titus, he was a troubleshooter. Think about that. Troubleshooter. A peacemaker. He was an administrator. But glory be to God, he was a missionary. Can I get an amen to that? He was a missionary. He was on a mission. And his mission was to save those who were lost. Being the light shining in a dark place. Yes. This is what we're supposed to be about today. The good deeds, what we're doing, who we're doing it for. It's not for self. It's not for self-gratification. It's not for us. It's for others. It's for the body of Christ. It's to edify the body of Christ. When we edify the body of Christ, we're showing men, girls, and boys about a reality in serving a true and a living God and how they can serve him. They can live a life that is pleasing to him. Because we're doing it. We're the example. Yes. So in this lesson, Titus 3, chapter 3, verse 4 through 8, exaltation of good works. Good works are so important because in today's society, we know we hear so much of bad stuff. We hear so much of evil, so much of negative. So we have to be the light. Yeah, yeah. We can't get caught up into anything else. We just read in the right here, chapter 3, verse 1, we read about putting them in mind to be subject to principalities. We got to remember that there are principalities and that there are powers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that we must be ready to do good works. This is what our lesson was saying here. Verse 1. Verse 2 said, for us to speak evil of no one. To don't be someone that's always ready to start a brawl, ready to start a fight, ready to start arguing, but to be a peacemaker. Titus was a peacemaker. Did you hear me? A peacemaker. He was gentle, showing mercy and kindness to everyone. Mm-hmm. Can we do that? It may take a little effort, but if we are taught, and many of us are being taught, you're either being taught something good or you're being taught something bad. You can turn over today a new life and decide that you too want to walk with Christ, that you too want to have salvation, that you want to lay down all that mess and confusion. You want to lay down all that evil speaking of others. You want to lay that down of being deceitful, of being foolish, making foolish decisions, being lustful. Come on. Being hateful. Thinking of hating people. Going to bed hating. Waking up hating. You want to make a change. You want to learn to live for Christ. Yeah. You want to show kindness. You want to be able to give somebody a smile. Say a kind word. Because this is who we are in Christ. Yes. So this is a faithful saying here. That these things I will that thou affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. You want to maintain those good works. Mm-hmm. These things are good and profitable unto men. But you must avoid the foolish questions. Mm-hmm. We know that a lot of foolish stuff. And we have to learn how to avoid that. Yeah. Because it's not profitable for us to spend time on that. It takes too much time, too much energy to be focused on negativity. Jesus was not of negativity. He was positive. When he said for us to love ye one another as I have loved you. Just love them. Smile at them. They may not be doing the right thing. And you know that they're not doing the right thing. He knows they're not doing the right thing. But you have to love them. Mm-hmm. This is what our lesson is talking about today. Uh-huh. knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. Meaning if you continue in sin, see, God prevents that for you continue in sin. Once you come to the realization of who he is in Christ, he don't desire for you to stay there. He desires for you to make a change. We all can make a change. A man that is an ear stick about the first and second abomination rejects. We want to learn to reject the evil because we want to do good. We want to do good in the eyes of God. We desire to do good. Yeah, this is what we desire to do. In the eyes of God, we desire to be about his business, not about our business, but it's about what he says that we must do. Yes. So here we see that Paul is talking to, teaching Titus, teaching him how to live holy. And I know so many of us have had someone in our lives who have come in to teach us, what thus says the Lord. Yeah. So the key thing to this lesson is in being taught, and you remember when we first started the lesson, I was reading to you and I told you how we grew up learning how to wash our face, brush our teeth, learning how to get dressed. But we don't forget those things. If anything, we get better at it. We get better at it. So this is what the lesson is saying to us, that we can get better at it. And if we get better at this, we can be about our Father's business. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We can be about our Father's business. Yes. And our Father's business is for us to share and to care and to lock up that hate. Throw it away. It serves no purpose for any of us. Hating causes high blood pressure. It takes some effort to hate. Oh, and it takes some effort to frown. It takes some effort to be evil. Heart attacks. Come on now. Being sick. Holding on to things. This is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is saying to us through Paul as he teaches Titus how to really to be the leader that God called him to be. And here we see he became an emperor. And I was just reading that and I said, wow, wait, an emperor. Think about that. Wow. An emperor who was a missionary. An emperor who had a plan, and his plan was salvation through Jesus Christ. Yeah. So anyone out there that's listening to me, You know you have been taught too. And you just have taken your teaching and put it in a closet somewhere. You may have locked it in a box. You may have it sitting in some books, some tablets. I challenge you today to open up those teachings. Go to them. Realizing that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. There is reality in that. Just as you were taught, you just may have to teach someone else. That's just how it goes. So don't forget your teaching. Don't forget the lessons that have been poured into your spirit. Allow the love of God to come and shine through you. The love of kindness. Concern with one another. Allow it to come. And be a part of you as you continue to represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't know him, let me just say this, because, you know, we take it for granted so many times. People, everybody who's listening, you know God, you know him. If you don't know him, you could just say this real quick, wherever you are. Father God, I have sinned. I have done many things that were not pleasing to you. But today, God, this day, I come asking you through your son Jesus Christ to clean me, to wash me, to receive me in your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. He's an awesome God. He will come and he will meet us wherever we are. Wherever you are, he will come and meet you. All we have to do is call on him. Clothe yourself with kindness. Clothe yourself with kindness. Yeah, wear it. Wear it daily. Wear it so that way folks can see that there's something different about you. That folks can see that you must be a child of God. Why? How can they see that? Well, your language, the things that you say, things that come out your mouth, are not evil. They're not evil-speaking things. They're not words that come out that are foul. Words that come out your mouth are words of love and kindness and concern about one another. Let that be a part of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this lesson. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you open up our hearts that we may receive, that we may glorify you who are our Father which is in heaven. That you may be glorified. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we all say amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And, of course, on Saturday with Sister Sadie with the Children's Ministry. And on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries. Be blessed.